additional funding approved for dome restoration project. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The Tuscarawas County Commissioners approved additional funding for the Dome Restoration Project. During Monday's meeting, Director of Economic Development Scott Reynolds said when contractors were finishing up the project, they noticed a leak in the skylight.
They found that it leaked much more than anybody had anticipated. They were going to just do a few small patches themselves. It wasn't really even in the contract. But they determined they thought it would be best if we actually resealed the entire skylight.
Reynolds noted that because of the way the skylight is constructed and the architectural design of the ceiling, he agrees with their recommendation.
The way that skylight's constructed, every initial dividers between panes has to be sealed on both sides. I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 annual feet of ceiling that has to be done on that, which is why the change order came out.
The change order will cost around $8,100. With the winter holiday quickly approaching, AAA is reminding travelers what it takes to get to your destination safely. AAA Public Relations Manager Jim Garrity said this year AAA anticipates more than one-third of Americans will travel over the holiday period.
And we're seeing a lot of things that are contributing to this, not the least of which being a very strong economy, giving everyone the confidence they need to spend money on a trip. And also gasoline prices have been steadily coming down since they hit a high in the middle of the summer.
He noted that during holiday peak travel days, most roadside assistance calls are related to dead batteries, flat tires, and lockouts. He recommends to have a preventative safety inspection at least a week prior to extended travel.
Because things like oil changes, fluid checks, checking the air in the tire, checking the battery charge, these things can go a long way to help keep you on the road and help avoid a roadside breakdown.
Garrity says preparation is key when going on lengthy road trips. He recommends bringing a few items in case you become stranded on the side of the road or stuck in a weather event.
You want to make sure you have things like blankets, non-perishable food items, cat litter, which some people think is a joke, but really you can use that for traction if you need to put it under your wheels.
The majority of travelers this holiday weekend will travel by car. Garrity also noted that Thursday, December 20th, will have the heaviest amount of traffic. And in state news, Ohio's controlling board has authorized a $2.1 million loan to help state agencies running the medical marijuana program cover legal costs. Cleveland.com reports the board approved the loan from the State Emergency Fund Monday. An Ohio Department of Commerce official has said the $2.1 million is needed to cover legal costs from lawsuits brought by companies denied medical marijuana cultivators licenses. The department is one of the agencies overseeing Ohio's medical marijuana control program. And in sports, on Monday Night Football last night, the Saints beat the Panthers in a defensive battle 12-9. And on the ice, the Blue Jackets and Golden Knights battled in Columbus last night. Columbus topped Vegas 1-0 with a late goal in the third period. Also, Pittsburgh fell at home to Anaheim 4-2. And the Associated Press is reporting the Houston Astros have agreed to a two-year deal with free agent outfielder Michael Brantley. 31-year-old Brantley has spent his entire 10-year career with the Cleveland Indians, where he was a three-time All-Star. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
A partly sunny sky today, turning mostly sunny by this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Mainly clear tonight, low temperature, cold 23. Beautiful day tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky, a high of 47. Increasing clouds Wednesday night into Thursday. So a mostly cloudy sky Thursday with highs near 50. Rain shower chances will be picking up later in the day Thursday. Rain is likely Thursday night into Friday. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff X-Line.
For local news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country, 99.9 Z Country.